when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so very much for tuning in. I hope we had a large audience for that first hour. That was an amazing witness to living to history. Miss Karen Manion, I don't know how old she is, but she's got to be pretty old since she survived the sinking of the Wilhelm Gustloff in that area of history when the Red Army was coming in. But that's fascinating. We'll try to get her back on again before too long. But I'd like to thank you very much for tuning in. I thank you. I'd like to especially thank you people who are sending in donations to keep us on the air. And I'd just like to mention again, this week, there's been Miss Buddy. My Lord, Mr. Buddy and Miss Buddy. I'd like to know who they have not supported. Of course, Mr. Buddy, a man that everybody loved and respected and admired. He's passed on last April, but Miss Buddy is still around, and she's keeping on his legacy, and she's keeping people like yours truly afloat in the radio airs. But anyway, we're transitioning into this hour, the second hour. We're bringing on two great people. I'm so very fortunate to have these people of the great intelligence, great knowledge, and tremendous character. Don Wasser. You've heard me talk about Don Wasser many times. One of the things I really admire about Don, as you've heard me say this, but it bears repeating, is he was the founder, if not the founder, one of the founders of the Populist Party, who I was a member of, and I had such high hopes for that that party. I really did. It was the greatest thing as far as politics, any kind of political organization I've ever been associated with, bar none. We also have a new fellow who I just discovered not that long ago. He discovered me. I forgot which was which. Will Franklin from down in Texas, a very, very intelligent man, a very hardworking family man, a patriot, bar none. And they're going to come out. They're going to do the second hour. I'm basically just going to bring them in and out of the breaks. Y'all people know how we operate here around here, Blood River. You've been here, a few people have been around here long enough. So I'd like to say one more thing, too. Don Wassel has put on the American Freedom News. I call it an online newspaper. You could take one issue of the American Freedom News, and you could do radio talk for a month. I mean, it's that good. I mean, I don't even know why would he go anywhere else. But I hope people will jump onto it, and I hope you will donate to Don, because this crap ain't free. I mean, and it's hard work. It's thankless. It's just never ending. And it's very well, you can't make any money doing this. But anyway, I'm going to shut the hell up. I'm going to introduce these guys. And Don, before we go to Will, I want you to tell us all about the American Freedom News. So anyway, Don, how are you doing tonight, brother? Mr. Don Wassel.
I'm doing good, Eddie. Good to be with you again. I'm an irregular, right?
Yes, you are. You most certainly are. And we're going to have you go to the American Freedom News just a second. But Will, my buddy, and before I forget, buddy, Mr. Will, before I forget, I usually do it sometime during the hour, but because I might forget, I want you to give your site, because you too have a radio program. If you will, tell them who you are, even though you've been on a couple of times. People, we might just have people just coming on for the first time to introduce yourself and tell them how they can hear your show and a little bit about what it's about.
Yeah, my standard line is I'm just a middle-aged white guy down in South Texas that loves the Lord, loves his country, and loves my family, and just trying to get the truth out there as much as I possibly can. I'm privileged, truly privileged. Eddie, I know you're familiar with Pastor Pete Peters. He has passed away now, but his ministry, Scriptures for America, is still alive and well, and I'm privileged. I was asked, I don't know, about a year ago to be a part of their ministry. And we, on Saturday mornings, we have a program that's a two-hour program called it's just a Saturday morning coffee show, and we cover topics, pretty much everything you can find on Don's website is what we cover, and kind of give our commentary to that with the bent of our personal beliefs as far as being Bible-believing Christians. And like I said, that is on Saturday morning, starting at 8 o'clock Central Time. You can go to scripturesforamerica.org. And everything's there. You got live audio on Saturday, live video and audio of Sunday morning church, our monthly newsletter, all the archives, recorded interviews, Bible reading plans, anything you can think of associated with ministries available there. And we also have a Rumble channel that's Common Sense and Cowboy Logic. You can find us there. Tons of videos and resources on there. And like I said, I'm just real blessed to be a part of that organization and to be able to have that as an outlet.
And I may add, I've listened to your show, and I thought it was excellent. I really do, and I can highly recommend that site for people, especially if you're a Christian. But even non-Christians, you can get a lot from that site. But I appreciate both you fellas coming on. Go ahead, Will.
No, I just wanted to say it's real hard to find Bible-believing churches that really are dedicated to truth. And if you're having a tough time, join us Sunday mornings, 9:30 Central Time. We have live church. I would love to fellowship with you.
What? That's great news. It's so right. It's very hard to find Bible believing churches. Well, Mr. Don Wassel, the creator of American Freedom News, the member, probably the founder of the Populist Party. Where are we going to take off? Where are you going to take us to right off the bat, my brother?
Well, let me just say, first of all, it's AmericanFreedomNews.us. That's very important, because if they put AmericanFreedomNews.com or .org or whatever, they're not going to get the right site. So it's AmericanFreedomNews.us. You got to have that .us to get to the site. And as you mentioned, Eddie, it's a daily digest. In fact, you mentioned right before you went on the air that you know, you could go to that. You don't even need to go anywhere else on the internet, which you know, really. You said that, it made me very happy, because that's really what the idea of it. I want it to be something that people go to every day to look at and to be well informed. Instead of going to this site and that site and looking for little tidbits here and there, I'm trying to bring it all together on one site, and I've been updating it every single day with a lot of different stuff. And just to go on another tangent there, I didn't realize, Will, that you were associated with Pete Peters. I never met him, but I remember him well. In fact, he was pretty influential. I guess he still is, and, you know, or his ministry is. And I can remember before the internet. In fact, most of us went for the alternative media. We had like newspapers, patriotic newspapers, and then there was shortwave. And I can remember Pete Peters was on shortwave quite a bit, and I can remember listening to him back then. So he still has a legacy going, and that's wonderful that you're keeping it going.
You know what? When I was at TBC years ago, we used to call the bean field. I mean, a long time ago. I guess going on 20 years ago, I guess. 15. It's a long time ago. When I was with James Edwards in TPC, we used to have him on, and he was amazing. He surely was. But I guess everybody knows him. But I didn't know he passed, but that's sad news. He was a great one. Well, anyway, go ahead, Don.
Okay. Well, I'm sure all your listeners are there now, AmericanFreedomNews.us, so you can scroll down, and I mean, there's all kinds of, I'll read some of the headlines, and Eddie or Will, if you want to zero in on one of these, that's fine. I got a cat that's annoying me right now. Okay. The first one is the Unlucky Elderly of America 2.0, and I would recommend, I recommend them all, but this is a really good article. It's by Don Jeffries, who is a very perceptive writer. I think he's one of the most influential and important writers in the country right now. He has a Substack that has tens of thousands of subscribers, and he's very perceptive. He's really the same age as me, so we have a lot in common. We both have lived through the same things in this country and seen it go downhill, and we remember the good things about it, and we, of course, are very familiar with all the bad things about it now. But this one zeroes in on the way the elderly are treated, and the fact is, you know, the American family is not nearly as close as it used to be. I mean, there's still close families, but it's not nearly as common as it once was. When people got older, and they still do this in many countries, especially in the third world, as people get older, there's a respect for the elderly, and their families take care of them in their old age. Not in the U.S. anymore, where people get to be a certain age, or their mental and physical abilities decline a little bit, and they're pretty much discarded. They're thrown in a nursing home, or in many cases, which is not well run. I know from experience just around here that the nursing homes, for the most part, are staffed with Africans. I don't mean blacks.
Yes.
I mean people that were born in Africa and the Caribbean.
God.
And they're brought here, they're in the colleges, and then they're just cheap labor, I guess, for these nursing homes. And they're filled with them now. And I think
Don't
I mentioned before, this,
first
where
first
I live now is all white. Now, that's just another symptom of what's going on, the great replacement. I guess
we have to go to a quick break, Don. We'll come back there as soon as this breaks over, brother. Be right back, folks.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man you just can't reach.
Thank you, Blood River Radio family, for hanging out. I just say once again that Pam and Dennis from Virginia are two of our supporters. They're having a ball, and they've been contacting us. So they're listening to the program, and they say hello to everybody. So now I'd like to say hello to Dennis and Pam. I love those two people. They're like my own blood, fresh from blood brothers and sisters. God bless them. But anyway, Don, we'll go back to you. And after you expand on this nursing home thing and the blacks, you told me that during the break, the blacks from Africa were probably better and less aggressive and not as mean to white people as the American blacks. And after you do that, Will has he wants to relate that to scripture. So go ahead, Don, take off, then we'll go to Will.
Okay, well, there's certainly been a lot of videos of blacks treating elderly people viciously, hitting them and basically torturing them physically, and it's almost always a white older person, and it's always a black doing the trauma to them, and they're almost always American blacks. I guess, you know, I have a part-time job, which I get around, I see a lot of things that go on that people aren't supposed to see, and so I see all these Africans that have been brought to this area. And I mentioned, I think, 2 weeks ago when I was on last, about my high school class 50 years ago was 750 kids, all white, literally all white, a few Jews. I don't know what you want to consider them. They don't consider themselves white, but, you know, I think most people do. But there are no blacks, no Mexicans, no Asians, no nothing. Now it's totally changed in the last 15 years. And one of the many things is these blacks from the Caribbean and Africa are being brought to this Catholic-run university, small university called La Roche. Again, this was 50 years ago. It was all white. Now it's the whites are a small. I don't know the exact demographics, but the whites are definitely outnumbered there now by all these. You know, this is as much as people like to blame a lot of the immigration woes and what's going on the Jewish organizations. The fact is, the Catholic organizations have a lot to answer for as well. They've been key players as well. But
absolutely,
that's going off on a tangent. But at any rate, a lot of these blacks have been brought in from Jamaica and Caribbean islands and Africa, just about every black African country. And I will say, most of them are, you know, they're perfectly fine. You know, they're here. They're probably glad they're here. They speak English, but you know, and of course, then, you know, the old people, they're being taken care of by blacks, and then they probably have Indian doctors. And again, maybe some of the doctors are fine, and some of these blacks they hire are fine. But the fact is, if you're a white person, you didn't expect this in your old age, did you? First of all, you hoped if you had a family, your family would take care of you. But you're basically thrown into a lot of these nursing homes, and you're taken. You don't even see a white person when it comes to the doctor and the nurse and the whatever the people there are taking the. You know, doing the maintenance and things like that. So it's just one of the many ways of the great replacement. There's so many markers you can look at. Turn on the television, it's obvious. But this is one of the ways. The elderly are treated horribly in this country, and they don't have they're not respected. You know, the older you get, you have wisdom, you have experience. I mean, people should look up to you, younger people that are younger than you, and want to know what you've learned in life. But it's not like that in this country. The older, they're in the way, and they're pushed into these places, these nursing homes, and a lot of places like that. But at any rate, Will, I know you wanted to add something to that.
I want to add something just one thing right quick, like Will. And if you want to, people, if you want to see hatred, the sheer hatred for white people worldwide, nationwide, white people are the most despised race in the history of the world. They want us dead. But just what you told me, Will, if you want to see that in living color, you go for these old people who have no way to defend themselves, no way to fight back, been totally discarded. Go and watch to see how they're treated, and that will show you. You know what? That will show you in living color just the raw, sheer hatred that these blacks have. I'm telling you, people, it's genetic. The hatred these blacks have for white people is genetic. And I'm going to shut up now and go to you, Will. Go ahead, Will. You said you were going to take us to Scripture, brother.
Yeah, I am. I got a few, maybe a minute of commentary, and then I'm going to tie it into what I'm thinking. Growing up down in the South, you know, it was common if you were out in the rural areas, you'd see an old farmhouse, and off the farmhouse there may be an addition to one side where they built on another room, and then on the back maybe another room yet that had been built on. This was done with expanding families, but it was also done to house maybe at sometimes two sets of parents. As they got older, you know, they would move in typically with the oldest son. They would move in and be taken care of in their old age, and there was an expectation of this that generationally the same thing would happen. You took care of your parents with the expectation that your children would watch this, they would learn this, they would see the honoring of your parents, and in turn they would do the same thing as you got older. The advent of nursing homes is something relatively new in Western society. This is not something that has been around generationally. This really 60s and 70s is when we started seeing the explosion of these old folks' homes across the country. And what made me, I saw the graphic that's on Don's website on this article, The Unlucky Elderly of America, and it had, it's from the old TV show in the 70s, The Waltons, you know, and you got Grandma and Grandpa Walton with all the youngsters and that sort of thing. And that just made me think about the strong nuclear family that was so indicative of the white American family that built this country. And I really started thinking about what happened to us, and it made me think of the Ten Commandments. And we all know, you know, what we were taught in Sunday school, and we may not know the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to say. And the commandment to honor your mother and father, that's what we're taught. We're told you're to honor your mother and father, but we're rarely told the rest of that scripture. And there's another part to that scripture, and it comes out of Exodus 20:12. And what that scripture says is, honor your father and your mother so that your days may be prolonged on the land which your God has given you. And it is the first commandment that was ever given to God's people that came with a promise. And what that was is, if you honor your mother and father, your days will be long and you will be blessed. And isn't it interesting that when our culture changed, our beliefs changed, we tore apart the nuclear family and we stopped honoring our elderly, I don't think we have been as blessed as we were, say, back in the 60s and 70s. What do you guys think?
I can answer that one. We're living in a hell right now. But anyway,
that's my two cents worth. Go ahead, Don.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's one thing I notice and remark about a lot and write about. It's just families are not close anymore. And a lot of times you have parents and children that don't talk to each other. You have siblings that don't communicate anymore. And then you have the factor that people spread out. That, you know, before, go back a few generations, and families all lived in the same town, basically. Now they're spread out around the country. And that just adds to it. But it's all been encouraged, too. Just like you look at commercials, when you even see a white man, he's usually in a, somebody to be ridiculed or whatever. But the same is true of the elderly. And, they're made fun of. And Don Jeffries, in this article, The Unlucky Elderly of America 2.0, points out that a staple of television sitcoms for a long time has been, the parents of the grandparents come over to visit the parents of the parents that have children in the show, and everyone's horrified. Oh no, they're here. We have to put up with grandma and grandpa for a week or something like that. That's an attitude that's been inculcated in Americans for generations, and you see it in so many ways. We're just not close anymore, and I am very thankful for the families that are still close. But I'm a firsthand observation. I mean, my family broke up at a young age. My father ran off with his secretary, believe it or not, when I was 10 years old. And, I had an alcoholic stepfather and had a sister that, had several children to several different fathers. And this is it started back in the 60s. So I saw it right firsthand, right when it started. And now it's almost the norm. Mm-hmm. You don't really expect a two-parent family, especially in a lot of areas. There are still some good areas where it's more common, but now, especially, the working class has just been decimated. And, my theory is that the black family, we can castigate black behavior, bad behavior, as much as we want, but the fact is, until about 1960, blacks were a lot better behaved than they are now, because in most cases, they still had a nuclear family. They did have two parents. The illegitimate rate was much, much lower. And now you look at it, almost all blacks are born illegitimately, at least in the cities.
Well,
and the mother and the government has replaced the father. And so when that happens, and the mother is rewarded for having a lot of different kids. And so you have all these kids that are brought up wild. They're feral and they don't have a father. And they run around in gangs and stuff like that. And more and more, this has happened to whites. We're following suit. The system destroyed the black family, and now they're gone a long way in destroying the white family.
Don, I'm gonna postulate this, because what you're talking about is the social experimentation with the Great Society, right? Johnson
Society. That's right.
And
that was a big turning point.
A huge turning point in this country, where that really started the cradle to grave welfare mentality of that population, of the black population. And I have long thought that really what that was just a petri dish to see if it could be done. And after it was successful with a couple of generations of American blacks, they really turned it loose on poor white America as well, because what they found is they can enslave the American people with mailbox checks, right? Of, you don't have to work, you don't have to become educated, you don't have to better yourself, that the government will prop you up, but that there's strings attached, right? And the strings are the disintegration of the American family, of the nuclear family, and all of that. Eddie, I know we got a break coming up, so I'll shut up.
Yes, we do right now. I'm glad you heard the music, and we'll come right back to you as soon as this break. Dear people, don't go anywhere. We're hitting some dynamics. It's kind of depressing, but you need to hear about it. Be right back, folks.
Pro proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Incorrect altitude readings on that Army helicopter that collided with a passenger plane over Washington in January contributed to the aircraft getting too close. However, air traffic controllers had warned about the hazards that chopper traffic presented years ago. Following a hearing on that collision that killed all 67 people, NTSB Chairwoman Jennifer Amande says there should not be differences on altitude calculations.
I am concerned. There is a possibility that what the crew saw was very different than what the true altitude was. We did testing in May that shows concerns with the altimeters, the barometric altimeters on the UH-60 Lima. So we are concerned, and it's something we have to continue to investigate.
Also at townhall.com, Salem News Channel meteorologist Stephen Parr says officials were quick to issue tsunami warnings after this week's Russian earthquake, putting into practice hard lessons learned from a tragedy more than two decades ago.
Well, and a lot of this really changed after the 2004 tsunami in Indonesia. You may remember back in the early part of this century, we had a massive earthquake that led to a massive tsunami in an area that was particularly prone to it just because of the geography, the shape of the coast.
Parr says the 2004 tsunami left hundreds of thousands of people dead. Corporation of Public Broadcasting says it will begin taking steps toward its own closure after being defunded by the Senate. Demise of the CPB is a direct result of President Trump targeting it. Mr. Trump has called CPB a monstrosity, saying public broadcasting should not receive taxpayer money. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Summer is all about making great memories. Boy, I love getting out on the boat. I admit that one of my little joys in life is to get on a boat and ride around on Tampa Bay. But if you're living with pain, those future memories can be stolen from you. Here's a thought. Try Relief Factor. Let's see if we can get you out of pain. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement designed to help your body fight pain. It's a doctor-developed formula made of natural ingredients. The best part of all, Relief Factor never masks the pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it for good. Whether it's doing what I do, whether it's kayaking on a lake, running around with the little ones, or just chilling in the hammock with a good book, Relief Factor can help you feel better, move better, and do more of the things you love all summer long. So if you're ready to reclaim your summer and make some amazing memories, head over to relieffactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF, 800 the number 4-RELIEF. Do it now and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That number again, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Bypass the mainstream narrative with Liberty News Radio at libertynewsradio.com. Engage with charismatic hosts live or on demand. We cover the crucial news focused on God, family, and country. News that other networks simply refuse to use. Think of LNR as hard-hitting news and podcasts at your fingertips anytime, anywhere. Join us at libertynewsradio.com. Empower your day with the truth, because the truth will set you free. libertynewsradio.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death. Like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Dear Blood River Radio fan, you've heard me say it once, you've heard me say it a thousand times, that guerrilla general is right. All law comes at the end of a gun barrel. All political power comes at the end of a gun barrel. Mao Zedong was so right. He was a piece of crap, but he was so right about that. People, we're going to go right back now. I guess we're going to go right back to Don. And I know Don said one of his favorite articles he wants to cover about, one of his favorite topics, it's time to fire President Trump's, Trump's buddies. If he changed that, go ahead, Don. I'm going to turn it over to you, brother.
Yeah, I just quickly, if you go down to AmericanFreedomNews.us, the second row there, there's one that's time to fire Trump's buddy, Lindsey Graham. Now, the original article that I reposted here, it just the headline was, it's time to fire Lindsey Graham. But I figured, well, let's add Trump's buddy, because Trump has endorsed Lindsey Graham, who's done everything possible to undercut Trump for the most part. I mean, now and then he stands with him, but for the he's a weasel. He's a rhino supreme, a warmonger. I mean, he was John McCain's buddy. Now I guess he's Tom Cotton's buddy. You know, Tom Cotton's another Southern senator. He's just almost as bad as Lindsey Graham. They never
yes.
Seen war for Israel that they don't support. And so, yeah, I mean, here's Trump who doesn't like, he's funding challengers to Tom Massie, who is the best congressman we have, and yet he's endorsing Lindsey Graham, who's been out to get him all this time. So that's one of the many things about the enigma of Trump, and I think more and more people are realizing it's not an enigma so much. He's just establishment, and he's pretended to be a lot of these things, but he's not when push comes to shove. And I guess we'll find out, if Obama or any of these other people actually get arrested. Is anyone actually going to get arrested? You know, we've been hearing talk about it for 6 months now, and the names get bigger and bigger. You know, now you're hearing Hillary Clinton and Obama and, the intel chiefs. But nobody's been indicted yet, have they? So
not a single one.
Maybe it's just deflecting attention from Epstein all of a sudden. You know, you're hearing these other people thrown out there. Well, let's get
convenient.
Done, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to make that stance. You know, it's convenient that, we're talking about Obama getting arrested and everything other than, what's happening with the Epstein stuff. And in the middle of the night, Ghislaine Maxwell, gets transported to a minimum facility in Texas from Florida. That's not in the news. And this is after she met with DOJ. That's not being talked about. And by the way, I don't know how much you guys heard of this, but we were told that when they released the video of what happened in that New York correctional facility, that we got the whole thing, except there was a digital goof that a minute was missing, and that was just a bad video recorder that loops. Well, it turns out that's not the case, and the FBI has had to admit they actually have the unedited video, and there is a minute that's there that was missing. Don, I don't know how much you know about that, but that would be interesting to get your take on that.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. I would love to hear that.
In fact, I think it was originally supposedly a minute missing, and now there's more than a minute missing, and there's some orange figure apparently or something. You know,
the blob. The orange blob.
Yeah, the blob. Maybe it was Trump, the orange man.
Yeah, because Trump's name is in there with the going to pedophile island.
Yeah. Yep.
I think Trump is, he's discredited himself, this whole Epstein thing. I mean, he's exposed himself. He was a master of deflecting his enemies and infuriating them and continuing to thrive. But I think this was he looked so guilty that, and all of a sudden, you talk about the man behind the curtain and everything. I don't know if Trump can bounce back from it. And if he was associated with the things that Epstein was doing, then he shouldn't bounce back. He should be removed from office as a national security threat. I mean, I truly believe that. And, maybe he wasn't. It remains to be seen, but he's certainly acting guilty. And, You know, and after 6 months of hearing about how they're going to get retribution, or not even retribution, it's about justice, a reckoning. You know, we have to do, things have to be done so that Democrats can never again do what they were doing during the Biden administration, which was basically declaring war on half the country, not just Trump, but the MAGA people, with the, you know, domestic terrorists, they're saying. They regarded us literally as domestic terrorists or potential terrorists. I mean, that's just sickening that this was our own quote-unquote government doing this to us. So I think every day that goes by and there are no arrests, and there can't just be one or two. There has to be dozens and dozens of these people arrested. The criminality and the treason that went on during the Biden administration is just unbelievable. I mean, it really is unfathomable. And, of course, he wasn't even the president. I mean, the whole thing was a criminal farce from beginning to end. So I don't know if I answered your question, Eddie, but that's the way I'm looking at it.
Well, that leads to another question. I'll ask you then, and go to Will. You know, I was going to say, how long do you think this level of criminality and corruption has been in Washington, D.C.? And I know for sure that when the Clintons went there, in my opinion, that when the Clintons went there, it went up. It was like crime on steroids. The Clintons were just, I mean, I've never seen anybody that openly criminal and corrupt that just got by where they just flaunted the law. They flaunted everything. Has it always been that way? If it was worse, did the Clintons usher that in there? Or is it worse now than it was in the 50s and the 60s? I mean, or has it just been kept under wraps?
I think Bill Clinton was just, he was probably the first low-class president we've had, if you want to put it that way. You know, somebody like Bush, you know, he was a hero in World War II, CIA and everything, and he was from the elite, you know, well-educated, even though I don't know how bright he was. But, yeah, they put on the airs of an upper class, an established class. Now we don't have that so much. And, Trump, I mean, I was thinking about that the other day, too. I mean, Trump, you know, people cheer when he attacks his enemies, but he is so crude, his insults and the swearing, and just he has lowered the tenor of our politics considerably, I think, calling people scum and this and that. And there seems to be almost no follow-up to it. That's the other thing. I just don't get it, you know? I mean, other than Trump is just an actor, I guess, like they all are to some degree, and he's just one without much class.
You know, I said that Trump has turned into a psycho and turned into a low-class bum, but, you know, for, Will, you said it probably better. You said he's always been that way, but... what's your take on that, Will?
Yeah. Well, Don said something as far as about it being an actor. And I'll remind folks, you know, it wasn't 20 years ago. Donald Trump had one of the most successful, quote, reality TV shows that was out there. And I think what we're seeing is just reality politics. It's reality TV politics, you know, that they know how to jerk the strings to get people to sway one way or the other. And I think that's what we're watching. I really do. I think it's nothing more than just the exploitation of human dynamics. Of the, you know, they want us in two different baskets, and they want us to hate each other. And that's really what these news stories are about. They're just they're manipulating our emotions so that we don't pay. I equate it to this. I'll tell you what. I will boil this down very simple. You guys remember the old the shell game, right? You got some walnut shells with pea under it, dried pea. And you know, the guy that's moving the shells around, he may be wearing a fancy watch or a sparkly ring on his finger, and he's talking a lot, and he's talking so that you watch his face and you watch his mouth, and you're not paying attention to the shell and the pea. That's really all that's happening here. Is it's just sorcery. It's just a magic trick. You know, don't pay attention to what the right hand's doing, because the left hand is about to stab you. And that's really what's happening, I think, with Trump and this Epstein junk, all of this stuff that's going on. That's what I think, Eddie. I don't know. I don't know if that's what you were going for or not, but that's what I think is happening.
Of course, well, Trump always been big into pro wrestling, too, which is nothing but a big charade,
absolutely,
obviously.
That's
just
right.
Just a big fart. Big soap opera. I mean, it's just a big, big farce, you know. And I think you know, we're kind of poking fun at that, but I think that is the state of American politics. I mean, you have a showman. You have a showman that knows how to manipulate American emotion, and he's doing a heck of a job of it.
He's doing a hell of a job. He most certainly is. Well, we'll be going to a break in just a minute, but I'm just kind of getting here ahead of time. There's several articles. There's so many of them, but there's several of them I've been itching to get into, but I'm going to ask you guys. I'll ask, since Don, you wrote the articles, would you like to get into, and I know Will, was he's read this one article you got here, The Fall of the Israel Lobby and their Fall of the Israel Lobby and Christian Zionism. It can't happen fast enough to suit me. With that, and also another one about this, I think it's very interesting, is this Sidney Sweeney having great genes. So when we come back, y'all... Yeah, I think that's a great.
That's the cheesecake. I like to put cheesecake on there too.
What do you?
We all miss sexy women in advertising. I mean,
that lady got the cheese at the yin yang.
I'm tired of fat, purple-haired, tattooed women in advertising. You know, let's get back to Sidney Sweeney types.
That's why they hate her so bad. You know what? These lesbos, these man-hating lesbos, they cannot stand a girly girl or womanly woman.
That's right. We could femininity. They hate femininity. Healthy femininity. They hate it.
Yes, they do,
and they hate healthy masculinity too. They, you know, anything that's healthy, they despise because they're sick people themselves.
That's because they're the father of the devil, no doubt about it. So we've got about to, we'll be going to a break any second now, but we could do that, and we could also tie it in with the Fall of the Israel Lobby. There's just so many, but I've been itching to do that Fall of the Israel Lobby and Christian Zionism, but hey, y'all, it's a huge guys program.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the Prep Shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
This is Attorney Jason Ruff, General Counsel of the Knights Party, based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. With that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Tell you something, boy, if I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Welcome back, Blood River Radio family. Eddie had to step away for just 1 minute, so I'm going to take the ball and run down the field with it. Before the break, we were talking about Trump and his showmanship and his relationship with reality TV and wrestling and that sort of thing. And Don and I were just having a brief conversation. And if you're paying attention, Trump's kind of got a, what would you call it, Don, an online war of words with Dmitry Medvedev from Russia. How would you characterize that, Don?
I characterize it as very dangerous.
There you go.
The U.S.'s military has moved to some nuclear submarines closer to Russia. You know, we've been taunting them for decades with NATO. NATO has been expanding and expanding. The Warsaw Pact, I mean, that's how everything's inverted. You know, Russia's portrayed as this bad guy that wants to take over Europe. In the meantime, the Warsaw Pact doesn't exist anymore. The Soviet Union doesn't exist anymore. Russia sensed a threat. When the West overthrew the government there and foisted a color revolution in Ukraine and put in their own puppet, And then they kept, you have Russian areas of Ukraine that were being attacked. Russian speaking people were being killed and stuff. And it got, it was taunting to the point where Russia finally reacted and sent the military in. And, Putin and Medvedev have at different times have said that, they will go nuclear if need be. I mean, it's an existential thing for Russia. I mean, whereas the U.S., it's more like a video game almost. There's no real threat to us unless they do use nukes. I mean, what if, and that's a problem with Americans. They're unable to put the shoe on the other foot and look at something from the perspective. I mean, that's what I learned a long time ago when you're arguing with somebody. If you want to argue effectively, you need to at least acknowledge their argument, their perspective, where they're coming from. And the way the propaganda works in this country, that's just not done. It's always cartoonish. It's always pure evil against pure good. And, Putin right now is pure evil. And so there's nothing he can do that's going to get good press. But I just, Trump was going to, end the war there in 24 hours, he said. And now
24 hours, yeah.
Yeah. Now he's going on as if Joe Biden's still president. And, he's still arming Ukraine and playing games, and it's a scary situation. And we see things, everything's done through social media or whatever, but we haven't really experienced war and hardship in this country. I mean, you have to go back to the South, really, and the Civil War, or the war between the states, and the aftermath of that. Since then, we've been so fortunate, and we have oceans protecting us and a strong military, which is why we should not be an empire to begin with, but that's going off on a tangent. But this whole thing is it's a game of chicken, it seems like, and how it's going to end, who knows. I what do you think, Will?
I think I think Dmitry Medvedev is not a showman. I think he's a very serious man. I think he's a very serious statesman. He is. For people who don't know, Medvedev was the president from 08 to 2012 in Russia, and he actually created the position of prime minister within the government there in Russia so that Vladimir Putin took on the role of prime minister. And when Medvedev speaks, that is tantamount to Putin speaking. They are longtime allies. They have been connected at the hip for some time. So this isn't some second-rate Russian politician speaking.
Right.
This
Russians
is a man
are very serious. Russians are very, very serious by people. Nature. By nature, not. They don't have the fake smiles of Americans. They don't clown around.
No.
Yeah, they're very serious-minded people.
They're very serious people, and they've endured a lot of hardship as a people. They're very, very proud people, and I think I would go as far as saying they're a very militaristic people. Their society is very orderly. They're not prone to exaggeration and hyperbole. So I think a lot of the BS that's coming out about our relationship with Russia, and I look at it as moving nuclear submarines into the territory or into the area of Russia. I call that a provocation. I think that's what the Russians, and I guess what I'm getting at is, I would be careful of that because we have seen what the Russians will do, and they're not our biggest fans right now. They blame what happened, with the 2014 Minsk Accords and what was supposed to happen in the Ukraine. They blame that on us, that we didn't live up to the end of our deal, right. So they weren't going to have it anymore. And to me, this is just this is throwing gasoline on the fire. That's what I think, Don.
Yeah, no, I agree completely with that. Putin is not going to be bullied. Trump, I guess, thinks he can bully Putin. Fact is, look at all the sanctions that have already been put against Russia. None of them have had any effect, really. I mean, Russia's going to do what's in Russia's interest. They have all those nukes, probably as many as this country does, if not more, and maybe technologically better. I know Iran surprised Israel with how effective their missiles were and the damage they caused and things like that. But, if Russia thinks, or Putin, or whatever, and that's another thing. He's always called a dictator. Well, you were saying like Medvedev, he was prime minister. They do have elections in Russia. I mean, why is Netanyahu never called a dictator? I mean, look how long he's been the head of Israel off and on. It seems like he's the dictator for life there. But, of course, there's always the double standards and everything. But, Paul Craig Roberts always he criticizes Putin a lot, says he's indecisive, and that he should have moved early on to accomplish what he wanted to militarily in Ukraine. That the longer this goes on, the more likely it is it's going to end up in a wider war with possible nukes being used. And I don't know. It's hard. We're not privy to a lot of the information. And one thing I do think is BS when you hear the casualty numbers. It's tossed around that hundreds of thousands, and sometimes I've even heard millions of Russians and Ukrainians have died in this thing. I don't buy that for an instant. I know there's been a lot of deaths. I'm sure
it's propaganda. Thousands. Yeah, it's
sure it is.
Yeah, it's propaganda. So, I agree with you wholeheartedly on that. I think it's reckless. I think kind of like what we were talking about earlier. Eddie, what we were talking about, I think it shows the reckless nature of a man who was an actor in a reality show star,
yes.
Right?
And
we poke a lot of fun at Ukraine and Volodymyr Zelensky being a comedian and a clown and an actor and running a country. And if we stop for a moment, that sounds an awful lot.
Look who he's got behind him. He's got the greatest military force in the world. And since you guys brought up things possibly going nuke, and I'm going to ask y'all this question here. I've heard, is it true, did I hear right, that United States sent two submarines over to Russian territory? But here's the thing. Russia has not one or two submarines. If I'm hearing, they have submarines parked off of Los Angeles, Seattle.
Alaska.
Alaska.
The East Coast, I'm sure,
East Coast,
too.
They could take us out. I mean, is that psycho? I mean, if we know it, then the American military has to know it. I mean,
these nuke launches, even if it's all gamemanship, nuke launches are on hair trigger alerts, that mistakes can be easily made. A computer can malfunction here or there. And all of a sudden, one country thinks nuclear attack's been launched, and then they respond, even though it may not have been. It's just... We need to denuclearize, if we could ever get out of the horrible mess that the world's in right now.
I don't think it'd have, the blue.
Agreed.
You guys, Will's young. He may be too young, but there was this thing called the Blue Book. I know JFK was big on that, complete disarmament of the United States. And let's go something like this, the title, in a free world, something like that. I've heard that's one of the reasons that the American establishment wanted to take JFK out, but there was many other ones. I think they wanted to take him out mainly because of that, because I think the Israelis did it because he said that Israel would never, ever in his lifetime, they would never have the nuclear bomb. But, I kind of got myself kind of confused there about these questions. But, I know it's a rhetorical question, but is there any possibility? I don't see any possibility of nations ever laying their weapons down, because they're going to say, "Well, if I lay mine down, what guarantee do I have? You're going to reciprocate, et cetera, et cetera." But guys, we need to take. And I don't want to sound too radical, but in order to defuse this, it's going to take the American people are going to have to get these maniacs that we so-called elected officials out one way or the other. And Don, we talked about that during the break earlier, and you said, well, there's other ways to do it. Don, what can we do? Blood River Radio is all about solutions. I'll go to you, then if we have time, go to Will. What can we do to get these maniacs out that are playing with nuclear weapons, flirting with nuclear war?
Well, I think we haven't scared them because we haven't shown that we can't. They don't mind the left wing nuts out demonstrating by the zillions. What they are afraid of is people like us, by the hundreds of thousands marching on Washington or a state capitol, or getting out and risking things and working together and organizing. I really say this every time on your show, Eddie. We have not done enough as a people to help ourselves yet. So I don't believe in violence until everything else has been tried, and we haven't tried a lot of things yet.
And you're speaking like a sane man, that has a good head on his shoulders. I wish we had time to get a Will to respond to that. We've run completely out of time. Guys, thank you so much for coming on. Thank you so much. I totally thought I was lost. If I go with the bottom of the hour, and lost the break. Thank you for bringing us back while I'd taken my break too long. That's why I have such wonderful people on.
you guys bail me out, and I cannot thank you guys enough for coming out, and I hope you'll come back.
Thanks, Eddie. Soon. Thanks, appreciate
yes, sir.
It.
Yeah, appreciate
it was fun.
Here. I'm in debt to you guys. Well, people were transitioning to the third hour. We're going to pick up the bitter ender. He's back after being gone about 2 weeks. He's going to take us back to competitor history. Thank you so much, people. Hey, I'll be right back in just a few minutes. Well, this is a longer break. Go get some coffee. Be right back, folks.